After Chancellorsville, Letters from the Heart. Edited by Judith A. Bailey and Robert I. Cottom. Copyright 1998 by the Maryland Historical Society. This unabridged recording of the reading of After Chancellorsville, Letters from the Heart, was published by arrangement with the Maryland Historical Society and was produced in 2001 by Blackstone Audiobooks, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Grover Gardner, Brian Emerson, and Megan Anderson. This book is 248 pages long. The book is subtitled The Civil War Letters of Private Walter G. Dunn and Emma Randolph. The following material appears on the book's back cover. I reckon I sympathize with you deeply, dear Walt, and I wish I could be with you, if it would help you any. I would be the best nurse you ever had, I'll bet you. I would laugh and sing and read to you, and if we both felt like it, I could cry, too, and not half try. So wrote Emma Randolph, a young woman not yet 20, to her distant cousin, Private Walter G. Dunn of the 11th New Jersey Infantry, as he lay in a crowded, filthy hospital ward. They corresponded when Walter went off to war, but their real story only began when he was carried from the smoke and carnage of Chancellorsville to a hospital in Baltimore. There, barely recovered, bloodied and dazed with ether, he aided overworked surgeons when the Gettysburg wounded poured into the city and regularly took up his pen to relay everyday events that became history. She replied in kind. At home, men were torn by guilt, women lost in grief, and a presidential